In-Laws Day by John Gray. In-laws arrive on dog sleds, helicopters. It's In-Laws Day, 1995. Some tried suing the Pacific to get here but drowned. Others dropped from parachutes. Their bones are splattered across my yard and a neighbor's. Some are merely human heads pinned to photographic paper. Others are gifts that none dare open. The ones that do make it spread out into every room. Each television is tuned to their favorite show. The stove crackles with the gems from their book of recipes. And they talk and talk. The gossip revolves around a breakdown, a divorce, an autistic child. It's more festive than a dogfight. Every one of them is trained in the art of pretend grief and real blackmail. They've all acquired the skill for doing better than anyone else. If they bust a window or a vase or a silence, then it deserved to be broken. The house is under in-laws' law. They tell me where to sit. They give my life's work to the pit bull as a chew toy. The sentimental favorite in today's cruelty stakes is that behind every in-law infestation is a marriage. So it's love's fault. Love. A vehicle for two taking on all these passengers.